in my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and it is Friday, and I'm looking forward to the word today. I told Brother Ethan, I said, Brother McCurry, yesterday I got off the broadcast with delight. I said, I sounded so dull. I just got all thinking about the fact that I'm going to be covered all up with the Bible. And God was convicting me personally. And so if I was dull yesterday, I can either be really nice and fired up, or I can just be attacking today. I think I'll just be nice, but I'm fired up about the word of the day. It's the last time we're going to be in Psalm 119. By the way, I have so more words I want you to see in Psalm 119, but this has been a great book from Psalm 1 to Psalm 150, and this chapter, we've been in this chapter about 3 weeks, haven't we, Brother Ethan, three or more? And you folks have been so patient with me, and I thank God for you. Well, today, how about, oh, Brother Nichols, I love this song, Home. That's what it's entitled. Yeah, they're going to sing it for us right now. Brother Nichols, one of our great pastors now in full-time evangelism, and kids, all of his kids serving God.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart's on home. Though I never really had one to call my own, I've been given a key by the carpenter of Galilee. With interest paid, the title's made to me. Home, where there is no night. Home, where the sun is the light. The place I've been dreaming of so long. His sweet face will be the first I see. When my journey's over, I am going home.
Everybody dreams of going home, it seems. Lately I am no exception to the rule. Oh, but home is so much more than windows, walls, and doors. It's a warm embrace, a smiling face awaiting you.
Home, where there is no night. Home, where the sun is the light. The place I've been dreaming of so long. Face will be the first I see. When my journey's over, I am going home. Home.
Where there is no night.
Home.
Where the sun is the light.
The place I've been dreaming of so long. Face will be the first I see. When my journey's over, I am going home. When my journey's over, I am going home. When my journey's over, I am going home.
Oh, that's a good family home. Love your home. Some of you are even young. You're widows and widowers. Love your home. And I just can't imagine how hard and difficult your life must be. But love your family and be very good to your family. Love them. They need you. If you're the dad that's left and mother's passed away, they need you to be mother and father. I don't know how you can do that. But I know women are generally very loving, very kind, very understanding, very patient. And if you say, well, that's not me, well, then get that part in your life. They need that, your kids. And if it's your dad that's gone, never dress a boy, little boy. Never dress a little boy through the eyes of a woman. Never. Never. You'll put them in cute little things. They look so cute. They have the little train on their little, and they have their little spenders, and they have their little elastic pants. No, get them a pair of blue jeans and little baby, and get them a little belt there, you know, and get them not sissy shoes. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, because you're a lady and you're not a man. Dress them like a man. And that's not to say, oh, bless God. You know, he's 6 months old, please. But, you know, folks, think this thing through. And then, so if you're alone with raising kids and family, but always make home. And always love. You're grown up and you're away from home. Love your home. Don't be so judgmental of your parents all the time. Give them a break. Guess what? You have kids. One day they're going to have to be the same toward you. You say, I don't see it in our kids. They're going to, ha ha. All right, here we go. One more song and one more word today. Don't forget, set your clocks ahead on Saturday night. Wonderful words of life.
Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faithfully. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives words of life. Sinner, list to the lull, wonderful words of life. Also free, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful, wonderful words of life. Beautiful, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. For pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Let me give you the definition of the word, and then I'll give you the word. You'll know what the word is. But it's the definition. Was that me talking there? Was that you, Brother Ethan? What are... Oh, your watch is talking to you. He thinks his watch is... Oh, what a knocker to him. Oh, you talk about... You work with these high-tech people, and really quite... Sometimes they're very, very strange. He is now talking... Oh, you know, I have a comb at all. I'm going to start talking to my comb. Oh, yes. And you know what? I have a wallet. I think I'm going to open it up. Brother Ethan, you have just got me off course here. And to your phone. Go ahead. Talk to your, I mean, your watch. Talk to your watch. Talk to your shoe. Have you ever talked to your shoe? Use it like a phone. All right. Here we go. The word, I won't give you the word. Let me give you the definition. It's to make alive. I told Ethan yesterday after the broadcast, he goes, well, tomorrow's word you ought to have. And he told me the word. And it means to make alive or to revive. What's the word? You know what it is. It's quicken. Quicken. In fact, Paul uses it in Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses of sin. So to quicken is to make alive. You were dead, but now you're alive. The wife, well, I'm so discouraged. Well, you're dying. Get some life in you. Well, where'd I get that? 19, would you mark these? I have marked in orange. Verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken, make me alive according to thy word. They'll make you alive. How about verse number 37? The Bible says, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. What? The word of God. How about verse 40? Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Again, the word of God. How about verse number 88? Verse 88. And 88 says this, quicken me after thy loving kindness. How about verse number 93? I will never forget thy precepts, for they with them hast thou quickened me. How about verse number 107? I am afflicted very much. Quicken me according to thy word. The word of God makes alive. Verse 149. Hear my voice according to thy judgments. And we saw the judgment. And we saw that's referring to the word of God. Verse 154. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Quicken, make alive. And again, in verse number 100, and oh, I like this. Verse 56, quicken, great is thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Quicken me, make me alive. And this day, you say, well, I'm so discouraged. I'm just waiting for God to take me. No, you're longing for death. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life, but the wrath of God. Listen, have life. Life. Enjoy the journey. Well, I have so many troubles. Well, stand in line, we all do. I have pastored the same church 48 years. Been in the ministry for 51 full-time and 53 part-time and full-time. Now, let me tell you something. I've never been in the ministry where I've ever had enough money. Never, never. Right now, we need so much money for this, for that, for trying to build buildings, buy properties, buy parking lots. It's just all impossible. We need so much to keep the day-to-day operation going. And it's just overwhelming. We need the touch of God. We always need workers. See what the lady told me almost 47 years ago. She goes, Pastor, something's wrong with our church. We don't have enough laborers. God gave me the verse. The laborers are few. There always will be few. There's more harvest than there are laborers. And she said, you know, that's a Bible answer, isn't it? And I said, yes, it is. We've never had enough bus workers, Sunday school teachers, tithers. We've never had enough in the choir. You say the choir has every spot filled and there's not enough chairs. I know, we need more. Father, help us to be quickened, alive, as we go to our classes Sunday, teach, and as we go in the bus routes, as we win souls to Christ, as we sing, may we be alive, is my prayer. Bless our dear listeners on this day and give us a great weekend. As we move our clocks forward, may we be alive and alert and awake on Sunday morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.